He winced. You didn't park it in the lot, did you? I was hoping the bomber wouldn't know it was my car. Oh, boy. I'm sure I have nothing to worry about, I said. Yeah, I'm sure, too. I'll go down with you just to make double sure. I collected my gear, checked the windows, and reset the answering machine. Morelli was waiting for me at the door. We walked downstairs together, and we both paused when we reached the Nova. Even if the bomber knew this was your car, he'd have to be stupid to try the same thing twice, Morelli said. Statistically, the second hit comes from a different direction. Made perfect sense to me, but my feet were stuck to the pavement and my heart was rocketing around in my chest. All right, here I go, I said. Now or never. Morelli had dropped to his belly and was looking under the Nova. What do you see? I asked him. A hell of an oil leak. He crawled out and got to his feet. I raised the hood and checked the dipstick. Wonder of wonders, the car needed oil. I fed it 2 cans and slammed the hood down. Morelli had taken the keys from the door handle and angled himself behind the wheel. Stand back, he said to me. No way. This is my car. I'll start it up. If one of us is going to get blown apart, it might as well be me. I'm as good as dead if I don't find that missing witness anyway. Move away from the car. He turned the key. Nothing happened. He looked at me. Sometimes you have to smack it around, I said. He turned the key again and brought his fist down hard on the dash. The car coughed and caught. It idled rough and then settled in. Morelli slumped against the wheel, eyes closed. Shit. I looked in the window at him. Is my seat wet? Very funny. He got out of the car and held the door for me. Do you want me to follow? No, I'll be fine. Thanks. I'll be on Stark Street if you need me. Who knows? Maybe the witness will show up at the gym. When I got to Bernie's store, I noticed people weren't standing in line to go through the door, so I assumed I was in good shape for the daiquiri mix.